Where there is the delegation of tasks, there is a problem of motivation. How to get an employee to act on behalf of the firm to be a team player rather than narrowly self-serving. This is known in economics as the principal agent problem, the source of much illuminating theory in this period. Incentives matter, of course, but often the best approach is for organisations to pay a fixed salary and not to tie rewards to any one task. Tie teachers' pay to exam results, for instance, and they will teach to the test instead of inspiring pupils to think independently. Such avenues of research could earn Nobel Prizes in economics for Oliver Williamson, Oliver Hart and Bengt Holmström. Coase had won the prize in 1991, Simon in 1978. Their work explains in part why, by the mid-1990s, our business school professor was so confident that economics should rule the study of business. The best-selling books of Michael Porter, an economist-turned-business guru, further fueled such optimism, as did excitement about the potential for game theory in corporate strategy. Yet today, if a firm hires a chief economist, it is for a take on GDP growth or the policy of the Federal Reserve. It is not for advice on corporate strategy. There are reasons for this. One is academic prestige. Economics likes to see itself as a foundational discipline, like physics, not a practical one, like engineering. But most of what makes for a flourishing business cannot be captured in a tight theory with a few equations. Often it is a matter of how well ideas, information, and decision-making spread throughout the firm. And pay is not the only motivation. Strong businesses are shaped by shared values and common ideas about the right way to do things, by corporate culture. People take pride in their work and their workplace. These are not natural subjects for economists. Nor is economics comfortable with the specificity of business problems. Solving them is more than a simple matter of establishing the right economic incentives. It requires detailed knowledge of technology, processes and competitors, as well as social psychology and political trends. Economics is never enough. Many of the influences on any topical business issue, which tech firm will win the AI race, say, lie outside its purview. There are economic ideas that business people ignore at their peril. If a firm's strategy can be freely copied, it should expect its profits to be competed away quickly. A sound business needs an edge, but beyond such precepts, economics has little of practical use to say about what makes a successful company. The study of business remains an outpost of the empire. It now seems unlikely it will ever fully conquer the terrain.